Okay, I'd like to call to order the Finance Judiciary Committee, Thursday, April 6, 2023, at 6:30 PM. Call, changes to the agenda?
None for me.
Okay, and approval of the minutes? Everything looked on there to me, that I make a motion. And I don't see any publics, unless somebody on the phone would have a comment, public comment that's not on the agenda.
There is one person on the phone. I don't know who it is.
I think I know who it is.
Is it star six or pound six or four?
Six.
Six.
Star six. Star six, I think.
Actually, if they just unmute themselves. Can speak.
All righty. Insurance agent personnel services contract.
Okay. So included in your packet is a copy of the current, well, actually, it's expired by a couple of years or so. The last contract that we had for the insurance agent that the city has, WHA Insurance, Wilson Airgood Associates, I think, stands for. Anyway, as you can tell, we haven't done a real good job of maintaining this contract over the years. This is the only contract that I'm aware of that we've ever had with them. And even though they have been our agent for as long as I can remember, and I'm guessing this is 2023, I'm guessing it was somewhere prior to 2010. So they've been our agent for a long time. So they manage our coverage for property liability, auto, health, workers' comp. So quite a bit, pretty much almost everything that the city has as far as insurance lines. I estimated that we will spend across those lines for next year's budget about $1.4 million. So the cost is pretty significant. I estimated the compensation across those lines to WHA to be around $27,000 for 2023-24. So not a huge contract for the city. And also note that we actually don't pay a commission for workers' comp. Actually, that's paid by SAFE. So I found that out a few years ago when I looked into this. Anyway, city, of course, has a policy to put bids out for an RFP, you know, every 5 years, and this one's well overdue. So staff and the city administrator's recommendation is to provide or to proceed with an RFP. Thinking about our schedule over the next few months, I would imagine we could get an RFP draft back to you around June or July.
Okay.
We need to get clear of at least the initial part of budget season. And of course, that would go through the normal process. Legal would review. I know that's about all that I have as far as notes. It's pretty straightforward, but pretty important to the city, though.
Yes, yes.
So.
Anybody questions?
Anybody has any questions? I'll give it a shot, but.
How much do you think would change? So like a new one would be wrote up, is that what you're saying? A new contract with them, or?
Well, we'd put it out for bid first.
Yeah.
So that'd be an RFP request for quotes. And that would take a few months by the time we get that together. So, you know, the RFP defines what the city needs. As far as, you know, future cost or future services, I can't really speak to that. Nothing comes to mind as far as what another company or agency might do, you know, beyond what the service we get now. I think we get pretty good service, to tell you the truth. But it's been such a long time that it's pretty, seems pretty straightforward that, yeah, we really should
do it.
Follow our own policy.
Yeah.
And put it out for bid.
Yeah.
So get a request for proposals. But
it makes sense.
Make a request that we send this
on to council for, do we have to send to council?
Well, I think that we can just bring it, I can just bring, or staff can bring back a draft RFP for you to review, and then at that point, to issue it, you would make a recommendation to send it on to council for their review and direction to issue that RFP.
So you just, you need your, are okay to just, for you to go ahead?
Yeah, I just want, just your consensus to move forward on it.
Consensus?
Yeah.
We got it, I think.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay. Job description updates, that would be Emily.
Okay, so I have three job descriptions and an attachment. The first one is for the court clerk. This position is going to become available as the current person in this position is retiring, so I'm just looking to update the template that it's on, as well as the verbiage and clarify the duties to what it currently is. And then the permit technician and the administrative aide for position are going to be switching duties. So the permit technician is currently the receptionist at Building and Planning, and she is going to be taking on more duties related to planning as the administrative aide is going to be removing those duties. So that was pretty much those job description, is just aligning what planning and reception that person will be doing, and then removing the planning from the administrative aide, and that will be focusing more on like assisting the city recorder with like record retention and that type of thing.
Okay, I think that's a wonderful idea. Get everything lined up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then I'm just looking for the okay for it to go forward to council to get the official approval of the new job descriptions. Anybody have any questions on them?
So where is the permit part of it going then? Did I miss some?
The permit tech?
Yes.
That, what do you mean?
Didn't you say that was no longer going to be?
So the permit tech is going to be the new job title for the building and planning receptionist. Okay.
I thought you meant your take on it. And that's the gal, she's going to be the permit tech, right?
Yeah, so she'll still do reception there. She's just taking on more duties. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else is pretty straight.
Yeah, that looks good.
Okay, go forward.
Thank you.
And city prosecutor's letter.
Okay, this is a little more of an interesting one.
Yes.
You may remember that you just looked at this in February, and you approved an extension, 2-year extension to his contract. And then the next month, I took it to council, and council approved that extension. The mayor signed the extension. The next day, I received the letter that's attached. So bottom line, if you read through the whole letter, he's asking for a $500 a month increase to his contract pay. That would take him from $3,500 to $4,000 per month. And he said he's willing to sign the 2-year extension. So I thought about this. He's been with us for a long time, and his firm has been with us. I can't remember exactly when our current city prosecutor, Mr. Gavrilides, took over our contract, but it was somewhere.
I want to say like 2000. He was here a lot in 16, taking over for Pat Melody.
Yeah, I was thinking somewhere around that time frame.
I mean, I don't know exactly when he officially took over, but we started seeing him more and more, like through 2016. He was here a lot,
and
Pat was here for a year. The whole time I was here since 2010.
Yeah. So they've been around a long time servicing the city, and you know, we appreciate their service. So the current contract expired in January of this year, so January of 2023. So the current annual cost is $42,000. The new cost would be $48,000, so that's $6,000 more. And that's a 14.2% increase. But that sounds like a big percentage, but I started to kind of think about that. You know, $500 a month for an attorney, that's like 2 hours more a month.
Yeah.
So is $500 a lot, you know, to increase a contract? You know, I'm not sure. The 2021 RFP requested a fixed fee proposal. Now, the RFP that we issued or their response did not address extensions. So just my quick look at the contract, I don't know that I could, you know, see really why this would be, like, let's say, out of line for them to ask for an increase. Because it seems to me that the RFP and that particular statement in that RFP really just covered the initial contract. So really, you know, I don't think that really kind of as part of the, at least not my thinking. The 2021 contract, when it was signed, so the annual fee was $42,000 at that time that the city approved. His prior fee was $37,000 per year. So that was a, I mean, there was an increase there at that time of about 13%. But also I noticed that knowing that he had been with us for a long time, his fee before that, that $37,000, they had been receiving that, him and his firm, since like 2011. I could see on the computer that that same fee had been paid out for at least that last 10 years.
What, the same amount?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't know. You know, beyond that, unless we did an RFP, I'm not sure how you substantiate, like, what's a reasonable fee, if that's a good fee. But that's a lot of the things that we do. We get bids for engineering services and various things, and you get bids, and you take the best one. You know, and that's really all you can do. So, anyway, so that was just some thoughts I had on it. This is the first RF or extension on that contract. The contract is only 2 years old, so I would expect, you know, a new RFP to be more like it around the fall of 2025 with a contract in 2026. So I don't know if that'll, maybe the city will end up, you know, either sooner or in a couple of years, you know, end up doing an RFP. I'm not sure what he, you know, what he meant, you know, about that in his letter. So, I kind of jotted down a few options. You know, the city could approve this request. Of course, we could always do an RFP, but that would be kind of, you know, I'd really hope that this contract would last longer than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But 6,000, you know, I don't know. I really don't know.
Well,
I don't know how many hours he puts in.
Yeah, I think we've seen, you know, like over the last year, like how the price of stuff has changed getting the same service. They've been with the city for a long time. They've done an amazing job. They represent the city very well. And I think that 6,000, in my opinion, is reasonable for what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not just them being here in court. It's the, what they're doing that we don't see, too. You know, they got to stay on top of their cases, too,
sure,
from the office and wherever else they're working. You know, like, so, you know, I think, in my opinion, it's reasonable. I'd like to see them stay and continue to do the good work they're doing.
Four. And they've only had the contract for 2 years.
This particular,
this
current contract, yeah.
Wow.
prior to that, they hadn't asked for anything for years, right?
Yeah, we went 10 years with no increase.
Yeah.
During the whole time, during that era, you know, when Judge Loomis was here, so. And some of those were very busy times, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I don't know. The other thing, too, is, you know, having a stable contract in place is certainly beneficial for the city. And we don't know what, I mean, the future might hold in relation to, you know, the court's relation to the police department. You're gonna have a new chief soon. We've got new officers coming on out of the academy, so, you know.
I'm kind of with Andrea. I think that they've shown that they're great at what they do.
Well, and I think too, it's, it benefits to keep working with them, especially like getting a new court clerk in here.
No kidding.
We get.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's gonna be a lot, and I think it helps with saying, hey, this is what we've been doing, and this is, you know. Luckily for us, Judge Weiss is, she was also one of the public defenders out here for a long time too, so she knew how the court flowed and the ins and outs of what Junction City did. So, you know, I think, you know, like I'm all for keeping him, because I think it's good for the city.
With the change, that's a really good point, with the change of the court clerk, who is such a central person and has so much knowledge, seems like it'd be disruptive to have any change in this contract at the same time. Because we'll be depending on his office more to get us, help us through this transition. Whoever the new person is, the new court clerk, you know, they're gonna, unless they come with a lot of experience, you know, they're gonna be reaching out to their office and the judge, and, you know, to
that's true.
Learn how Junction City does everything.
Yeah. And like you said, new chief, you don't have no
everything's
idea.
Different no matter how much you know when you go.
So. Exactly. Everybody's different. Every city's different.
Okay.
The least disruption.
You need a consensus again?
Yeah, as long as you guys are all in agreement.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Or you could vote.
We could vote. I think we're in agreement.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Then probably what I'll do is just insert that extra line in the extension that you already reviewed and actually we signed, of course, and then take that to council.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Agenda forecaster.
Well, I don't have anything really to point out. I can't remember what the last change is. There was something that we talked about at the last meeting, so I added that in here. I added job description updates. Emily's planning to work her way, I don't know if you mentioned that, I was tapping or something. Mm-hmm. Planning to, so one of her projects is to work through all the job descriptions and get them all up to date.
Good. That's
so fine. This is, where are we at on that roughly? Is this the first batch or?
This is the first batch that I've taken to committee or council.
Okay.
There's been a few here and there that have been updated in the last couple of years, like as the positions became available and everything, but.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
Roughly, how many job descriptions, individual jobs, does the city have? Probably about
40.
45, maybe? Okay.
Probably about 40.
Well.
Yeah.
I guess we have all the police officers will all be the same, so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, there's quite a few.
Yeah.
So, and your plan would be, you would take them to the individual, to the committee that oversees that area, right? That
unless
would be
the
your process.
Unless the director wants to do it himself, then yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is that they wouldn't all come to this committee.
Correct, yeah, they'll go to whichever department they belong to.
Yeah.
And then go to council after that.
So you expect to work through those and what, over the next month and be done with them?
Yeah. Well, I do have seven or eight going to council next week. Some that have already went to committees and then including these ones. So it'll be a large batch for next week.
All righty.
Good enough.
So you're well on your way.
Well on my way. 33 more to go.
Well, you're doing good.
Thank you.
Let's see. We already talked about the RFP for judicial services. The PSU intergovernmental agreement, that is just waiting on us to get through budget, the initial budget document. The other thing, I know Kitty is working on her item, public records policy update. She really wanted to get it here tonight, so I'm sure we'll hear from her by next month.
Okay.
So.
That sounds good.
Anyway. Actually, and speaking of next month, that Thursday will, of course, fall on a budget committee meeting, so I'm not sure we want to do that about that. I guess we'll kind of make a list of what we, like, if we think there's anything that really needs to get taken care of. So I may send you a request to move that meeting.
Otherwise, I think that's what's done in the past, and it's like, you're just overwhelmed with budget stuff and
so. Normally we don't have a finance committee meeting in May,
right?
And sometimes we don't have it in April either. So I'll let you know if we kind of get to the point where there's just enough things here and Kitty has her item that she really wants to bring, so that doesn't really take my attention, then I may send you a request. Maybe to move the meeting.
But does anybody have any problems with that?
Okay.
That
most likely, though, we'll wait till June.
That sounds marvelous. So. Yep.
Okay. Anyway, that's all I have on that.
Okay. Committee member comments?
Comments is good work on everything. Do
you have anything, Emily, you want to tell us?
No.
No?
Okay.
Sam? Thank you for all you've done. It's nice to see that smiling face up there.
Yes, it is.
And yes. Mike looks happier, so he must be taking some of the load off. But thank you for both for what you do.
Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate it.
Again, we really appreciate both of you. Mm-hmm. So thank you so very much.
And if that's it, anything else, Mike?
No.
Okay, I will adjourn the meeting. Ta-da. Easy peasy. Thank you.